Thank you for tuning into the Walk in Truth Radio Network. Stay tuned for an encouraging word from Pastor, Teacher Dr. James Sutton. Let's see what Pastor Sutton has to say to us today.
Pastor Jay of Walk Truth Radio Network with your encouraging word for today. I was thinking about life in general as I was walking, and I realized that a lot of people won't come to Christ for two reasons. And I heard this from Dr. Alistair Begg. He said, either you think that you're so good that you don't need to be saved, or you think that you're so bad that God can't save you. He doesn't want to have nothing to do with you. But if you ask the question, if you think about it, are you too good to be saved? No. Are you so bad that God doesn't want to have nothing to do with you? No. So the answer is yes and amen. For those of us who think that we're too good, yes, you still need a savior. And for those of you who think you're so bad that God doesn't want to save you, the answer is yes and amen, and he will, and he wants to. Some of you have really done some bad things, and me too, okay? And some of you have been cast out and made to feel as if you are the scum of the earth and the worst in society. But if you read the scriptures carefully, Jesus visited, interviewed, had meetings with, broke bread with, those who were considered the outcasts of the world at the time. The ones who were unacceptable to Jews. And basically to the Jews, everyone is unacceptable. But when God died on the cross for everyone, his blood cleansed us. For those of us who believe, everything that we want, everything that we can possess, everything that makes us holy is in Christ Jesus. The person who believes they're so good that they don't need him can get saved. The person who believes they're so bad that he doesn't want to save them can get saved. Everybody is equal. Isn't that what we're looking for? You can't legislate love. Well, I tell you, this is how to look about this. The law says don't do. The law says do. The law says if you break the law, you get punished. Now, what's the answer to that? The law is weak to the flesh. The law was never meant to save. It was to point out sin. And think about it. Sister Cynthia, Sister Kimberly, Brother Ware. Think about it. What's better than law? What governs us better than law? It's love. Because love says, don't do it, or do it from a stronger attraction. Love is a stronger affection. Love is more effectual and effectual. Love says the same thing. Don't do it. Do something. But it's from the fact of you don't want to do it because you love them and you don't want to disappoint them. So many times the law says if you break it, you get punished. But grace says, you know what? I love you. And once you realize I love you, you possibly won't do what hurts me. Love is a stronger motivator than law. Grace gives me freedom. Law binds me. Jesus fulfilled the law. And all of us who are in Christ Jesus have fulfilled the law in his righteousness. And he took on our sin and we received his righteousness. We have a vicarious relationship with God. We are in Christ Jesus. We pick up all the good because he paid for all the bad. So even on your best day, it's not worthy and holy enough to fulfill the law. But you don't have to. He did it all for you. So wherever you fall short, that power of grace covers you. So if it's 12 inches to glory and you've only walked 2, the other 10 is by grace. And it's 12 inches to glory and you lived enough long enough to walk 10, you're still short by 2. And guess what covers you? Is grace. So no matter where you're at in this journey, whether you're just beginning or you are a mature saint, you need grace. And grace is distributed through law. So I just want to encourage the saints today. The Bible says, ask, receive, and believe. Ask in the name of Jesus that you may glorify him. Receive in the name of Jesus because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And believe he is God and God alone. So we ask, we believe, and then we receive. And then the people can see the goodness of God in you. And you can be edified. God can be glorified. And somebody just might get saved. Religion kills. Rituals stagnate. And the law only brings about punishment. But the love and the liberty that Jesus gave us at the cross cannot be duplicated, not be hindered, but can be magnified through the way you live your life and how you deal with others. Are you willing to give someone grace where everybody else wants to punish them with law? Are you willing to set them free where they can learn how to discern on their own without giving you any credit? Do you want people to follow you as you follow Christ? Or do you want people to follow you, to follow you, to follow you, to glorify you? You're not alone. You're not left out. I'm always looking for those who have been cast away, kicked out, marginalized, set aside by society and the church. Because there's a God that's bigger than denomination that loved you enough to send his only begotten son, that whomsoever believed in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the way. And he is the truth. And we will all bow our knee and confess that he is Lord. There's a lot of work to do, but the labors are few. The field is ripe. And again, castaways, throwaways, marginalized, discredited. Jesus wants you. Religiously perfect, righteous, relatively good. Jesus wants you too. So come on into the family. This is your invitation. Hey, thank you for the support, Sister Cynthia, Brother Ware, Sister Kimberly, and others. Continue to have a blessed day. Be encouraged. Always be at peace. And always remember, walk in the truth of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ saves. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Walk in Truth Radio Network broadcast. If this message has been a blessing to you, consider donating on your favorite platform. You can donate by looking in the description box and picking your favorite platform of choice, Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. Continue listening. And your prayers are needed, welcomed, and appreciated.